fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks, Patio. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I've said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Don't you love the multi-talented world we live in today? I'm sitting here trying to catch up on the Facebook, the blogs, and oh yeah, we have to do a radio show. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Blessed to be a part of your day. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. And I thought that today we would start with a couple things at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And I really need to put this social media stuff down. It's distracting. And if you're not ADD by the time you're done with this program, you might be. First of all, as Dave Burnett talked about earlier today, and I do believe that it is important to acknowledge the greatness of you. And so many times, and I hear this from management here, I hear it from other folks, Kevin, you never really talk about yourself. And, you know, there's not much to say. There's a television, a remote, Mrs. Miller, and three dogs. And that's really my life. And really, how exciting is that? I mean, the biggest excitement I've had recently is I painted my fence. And probably still have to do another coat, which speaks to the speaks to just how much I master the physical elements of work. But having been in radio, coming up on my 20th year, I do have to acknowledge something that has meant the world to me. And this is something that I've been chasing really all my life. I can remember listening to talk radio when I was in eighth grade, scrubbing a floor. Or when I was, moving from city to city as a military brat, and the magic of talk radio, of local radio. And sadly, we've gotten away from local radio in the business that we have today. And it's always important to champion local radio. And you have people in this market and others that do a terrific job. And they're a tribute or whatever you want to say to the community. Then you have other people that kind of come in, play the role, and then leave, and that's okay as well. But for me, it has always been more than that. It has always been personal. It's always been my dream, my passion. And over the weekend, actually last week, I had a chance to go to Indianapolis, Indiana. And I had a chance to be in front of the National Association of Broadcasters. And every year they pick the biggest, best personalities in major markets, large markets, small markets, medium markets. And you have anywhere from a town like Kansas City to Billings, Montana, but Lincoln, Nebraska, or Decatur, Illinois, that is in the medium market category. We're a little past the middle on the lower end side here in Boise. And you get this award called the Marconi Award, and it's not just for news talk. It's all formats. It's country. It's top 40. It's blah, blah, blah. And as you know, Rush Limbaugh won for Personality of the Year. It's his fourth or fifth. He's great. And having been with you for over 5 years, I've reached a new level of maturity that a lot of people were yapping to me about before, and that's that it's never about the person behind the mic, it's about the people. And as I was sitting there thinking whether or not we were going to win, and it is a wee victory, that I thought to myself, you know, I've already won. And if you follow me on Facebook, or if you're my, follow me, who am I, Glenn Beck? No. If you're my friend on Facebook, and I'm your friend on Facebook, you saw a couple posts that I made. And I said, you know something, regardless of the outcome, we've already won because we have each other. Whether it's our friend Robert and Jessa, What an awesome story, by the way. And if you haven't taken a look at that, please go to our website, 580kido.com, and look at the video. You can look at the video of Robert and I getting ready for Jessa to come home, but Robert being reunited with his canine who served with him in Iraq. You talk about some of the most deadliest missions. Here you have Robert and his partner, Jessa, sniffing out explosives and bombs to make sure that soldiers and diplomats and others were safe. And it was such a blessing to be a part of that story, and it's such a blessing to be a part of your lives, whether it's, you know, at the Canyon County Animal Shelter, whether it's hanging out with the schools. By the way, this week, Wednesday, we'll be at East Junior High. And a lot of folks, you know, and maybe this is why I'm so critical of Congressman Labrador, they love the national attention. I like small ball. I like people calling us on the phone and saying, hey, can I get on? Can you help us? Because that's really where you make a difference. And to me, that's the role of a broadcaster. So I'm rambling here, and please bear with me, because I think it's important that we acknowledge you, that I acknowledge you. And this is not a shtick. This is something that I truly felt. And yes, I said a little prayer before they announced that we won. And it really comes down to whether it's Joe and Brad at Chick-fil-A, whether it's the Dairy Association, whether it's our friend Todd or Mike Tracy with CapEd Credit Union, whether it's Sean with Fresh Betty Spaghetti, Tom Nelson, the guys at Silverstream, all those folks that have always believed in us. And it's a partnership. It's people that say, look, I want to help. Our friend Rob from Team Mazda, who sponsored our last Living at Walmart campaign. We can't do it alone. And so regardless of whether we won the Marconi or not, which is the most prestigious award in broadcasting, and the reason why I know that is if you heard Rush on Friday, he was yapping about it. If you hear Glenn Beck or Sean when they've won, they're yapping about it. No matter how big you are, there were people that were presidents of networks that one of their stations won, and they were more giddy than me. I know what you're saying. Kevin, you're a curmudgeon. You're never giddy. Anyway, it means a lot, and it means that what we do here, what you do here, is significant and special. And I go back to our first foray at the Canyon County Animal Shelter. I still have a personal note from a little girl who was putting money in her piggy bank. How many of us remember piggy banks? How many of us still have kids that have piggy banks that broke it open so she could save the lives of those little dogs and cats? She didn't come by there. It was Dirty Don or Dusty Dan or Dusty Don, Dan or whatever his name was, who was a veteran who said, here. And by the way, he didn't want his name released, but he made a significant contribution. You know, those are the good stories that need to be told. Yes, we have ISIS. Yes, we have this. But one thing I've learned is this program is your champion. And maybe that's why I always harp about getting fired. I'll still harp about getting fired because you never know. You never know. And that's what it means to me, and I hope that's what it means to you. And we have a lot of things to talk about. We have a lot of solutions. As I've talked about with a lot of people off the air, this is the only show where you have a voice. And I'm not talking about making a phone call, but you could say, you know, Kevin, there's an issue here that needs to be discussed. Can we make this happen? And we do. So I have to say thank you for allowing me to be with you. And I want to thank, you know, everybody here that brought me here and that has been with us. You know, God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle, but, you know, I will be thanking you all morning long for what you've done for our community. And we've set the standard here, and we have to continue to set the standard. We have to continue our fight. And it's great that we have, you know, it's funny because I'm looking at these cities. Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania, Columbia, South Carolina, Scranton, Pennsylvania. There was another one. And then there was Boise, Idaho. the West. And it just, like I said, I wish you all could have been there. And I believe there's video and stuff, but like I said, this is your award. It's funny, Jim from Star sends me an email. Hey, does that mean that we could go run around and pose with it like the Stanley Cup? Can I get it for a day? No, Jim. No. Silly rabbit. Let's go to Bob in Boise at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Kev, congratulations. Well, well deserved. Probably one of the better things that's happened to Boise in years. And, you know, finding a blend in the market, being able to balance the national and local news takes a real talent. And, Kevin, I tell you, we're all proud of you.
Well, I'm proud of you, Bob. I'm proud to be with you.
Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, there we have it. And like as I said, a great day. And sometimes we need those reminders. Sometimes we need those reminders of, you know, here we are and what we do is significant. Phone numbers, by the way, 580-5436. 580-KIDO. I'd like to hear from you, number one. And number two, you know, what we can do to make this better. What we can do to help the Treasure Valley. Again, we'll be at East Junior High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. That will be on Wednesday. We are looking to do our, you know, living out in the street project once again. We are looking to do a few other things here at 580KIDO. Let's get to traffic now and, of course, weather from our...
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's go to Pat Miller at 580KIDO. Hello, Mom.
Hi, Kev. I just want to add my congratulations to all the rest. I'm so proud of you. You have worked 20 years for that award, and I was there at the beginning, right there in good old Nashua, New Hampshire.
I know. What did you ever think when I said, hey, I wanted to be a talk show host?
I thought that was great. And most people don't know, as much as you talk on the radio, you're very quiet when you're not on the radio. Most people don't know that side of you, but I do. And I am so proud of you and for all the things that you do for that community. And I'm so glad that somebody recognized all your good works and all your devotion to the Boise community. I think it's fabulous, and I just wanted to add my congratulations to it. I haven't had time to talk to you because of other reasons, but I just wanted to say publicly how proud I am of you for all your hard work and all that you do for Boise, for Reverend Bill, for the Canyon County Animal Shelter, for, you know, just everything that you do. It's just fabulous. So what a guy you are, and I'm so proud that you're mine.
Well, thank you. I'm humbled by that. It's been an amazing run here, and I know how much you love this community.
We do. Can't wait to come back, really. I'm trying to think of my next trip.
Try and think of an excuse to come west, huh?
I just love it out there. So anyway, I won't keep you on the air. I just wanted to tell everybody at the station to thank you for supporting you, and thank you for doing what you do.
Well, I love you, Mom.
I love you, too. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. All right, we continue on. We go to Linda in Emmett. How do you top that one there, baby?
I don't think I can, Kevin.
If there's anybody that could, it would be
my
you.
Friend.
Well, thank you.
Like your mom, I'm so proud of you. I've been listening to you since the beginning, and with all the, as your mom said, with all the good works that you do for our community, and the subjects that you talk about that some aren't so popular and you don't hear it anywhere else, and you step out on a limb and I don't know exactly how to say it any better than congratulations, you've earned it, and I am so proud of you. Words can't express how I feel about you and winning this award. You've earned it, my friend. You've earned it.
Well, thank you. And like I said, it's as you know. Now, when did we have? Was that Thanksgiving that you were in? What was that? What was that party we had?
Christmas.
It was Christmas party. You know that, yeah. And all the characters and everyone else.
Good Lord.
It's interesting.
Yes, it is. I was very so being there at the Christmas party was quite an experience, and I got to see all the cast of characters in action.
And there was a little spark between you and Pat from Middleton.
Well, we won't talk about that. We'll put that behind the fire station.
Behind the fire station? I haven't heard that.
Behind the fire station, yeah.
All right.
But I just, you know, you've been talking about it, and, you know, I knew you were a runner-up, and I just kept praying and praying and praying that you got this because, my friend, you've earned it all the way up to the nines.
Well, I think
I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Linda, but I think we've all earned it. And, I mean, last week I know was a tough week for you when we were at the schools and we were talking about Ray Rice and everything else. And what I love about you is your honesty. And what I love about you is that you were, you know, very, very transparent. And I don't think that you get that in a lot of places.
No, you don't. You don't. I would love to be able to work something out with the station so that we did a segment on domestic violence, because it's one of the most hidden things, hidden ills in our community,
It's horrible. Right. And here's the thing. I mean, you talk about enabling people. Let's take a look at those nitwits that went to the Ravens game on Thursday night that were wearing Ray Rice jerseys. And as you heard, Fox News is saying that Ray Rice wants to be reinstated. Come on. Come on now, really.
Come on. Yeah. He should be banned from football for the rest of his life.
He should. And then you have his wife blaming the media.
Well, I know what it's like to be in a relationship where you never know what's going to happen, and you don't know what's going to set it off. She may think that, yes, he said he'd never do it again, and I've heard that one, too, for years. And, you know, you start off okay, and then it just builds up, and you know something's coming, but you don't know when, and you don't know what's going to spark it.
Right.
And I really feel sorry for his wife. He needs to be punished as to the fullest extent of the law. But I feel sorry for her that she maybe felt like she didn't have any other options but to go ahead and marry the guy. But
didn't he pay her off though? Isn't that really what it is?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, you keep your mouth shut, and I'll give you this.
It is. Well, Linda, I appreciate the phone call, sweetie.
And you take care. God bless. And keep up the good work.
All right. You too.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 6:28 coming up, we'll talk to Emily Wither with the latest concerning ISIS. By the way, over the weekend, a British journalist was beheaded. Here's what David Cameron had to say at 580KIDO.
David has been murdered in the most callous and brutal way imaginable by an organization which is the embodiment of evil.
Does that mean we're ready to go to war?
We are a peaceful people. We do not seek out confrontation, but we need to understand. We cannot ignore this threat to our security and that of our allies. There is no option of keeping our heads down that would make us safe.
There we have it. How safe do you feel? We'll talk about that next, plus exclusive. A live report from the Middle East. We will go to Jerusalem with the very latest. Stay tuned, stay informed. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, we'll take a look at news about your money at 7:05 with Dave Pezzo. Dave Pezzo, been with us, 25 years? Ouch. Good morning, Kay Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Time to get up and start the day.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! Now, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. We'll have how can you say we're going to have more on that in a minute? Well, we're not. Here's something from Michael Goodwin. And he's hitting the president pretty hard here, and I'd love to know what you think. The rising clamor over the beheading of two Americans and rapidly sinking polls forced President Obama to reassure the nation last week he had a plan to deal with the Islamic State. He did somewhat of what he had to do, but only some, and so most military analysts believe the expanded airstrikes will not be sufficient for the size and weaponry of the terrorist army. They missed the point. The disjointed speech wasn't really about terrorism and launching a new war. It was about saving Obama's presidency. The whole second term has been a string of disasters, with the toxic brew of his Obamacare lies, middling economic growth, violent global breakdown, casting doubt on the president's stewardship. 6 years into his tenure, nothing is going as promised. We'll have more on that coming up here at 580 KIDO. Let's go live to Jerusalem, joined by Fox News Radio's Emily Wither. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
You know, we've seen so many challenges to peace in the Middle East. Where would the Israeli government and people rank ISIS as a threat?
I think that they would rank ISIS as a threat pretty highly, but it's not the immediate threat to the Israelis, because they face an immediate threat from Hamas in Gaza and also now from the al-Nusra Front in the north of their country in the Golan Heights, the buffer area that borders Syria and Israel. And the al-Nusra Front is one of these rebel groups that are operating in Syria, but this group has links to al-Qaeda, and they have now seized control of the border crossing between Syria and Israel, and they are in control of some of the towns and villages along the border there. So the Israelis are a little bit concerned about that. They also have Hezbollah as well, of course, on their other border with Lebanon. So they face lots of other threats. ISIS isn't quite knocking on their door just yet. ISIS has not reached Jordan, for example, which would be a very serious threat to the Israelis. But there is obviously a big concern that the militant group could creep closer and closer to Israeli territory if they're not contained.
Indeed. And when we take a look at the Gaza situation, what's the latest there? Last we heard, there was a ceasefire going on.
The ceasefire is still in place, but I think any hopes that it's going to be long-lasting are rapidly diminishing. The two sides are due to sit back down together again for indirect negotiations, which will be held in Egypt. However, it doesn't seem at the moment that either side is really willing to make the compromises that's necessary for a long-lasting peace here. There are still a lot of issues surrounding trust, obviously, and whether the Israelis are going to completely ease the blockade, which would allow more goods and people to be allowed in. But the other thing that the Israelis really want from Hamas and the militant groups operating in Gaza before they really bow to any of their demands is for these militant factions to disarm. And when I was in Gaza directly after the ceasefire was announced, the day after, I spoke to members of Hamas, and they said that they would never disarm. And so when these two sides sit back down together again in the next week or so, which is when they're supposed to, these are still going to be big stumbling blocks, and neither side seems willing to back down. So, I mean, I'm not sure how they're going to come up with some kind of agreement that stops this outbreak of fighting from happening again in another couple of months or maybe a year's time.
What's the Israeli perspective of the bombing or the proposed bombing going on by America versus ISIS?
Well, at the moment, the U.S. has carried out over 150 airstrikes inside Iraq. We know that those airstrikes are now going to move into Syria when the time is right. What the U.S. has been doing mostly is providing air support to local forces on the ground who are trying to push ISIS back from some of the areas that they've captured in Iraq, but also to stop them from advancing any further. So mostly these airstrikes have been targeting convoys. They've been targeting vehicles, weapons, and fighters. But we may start to see a shift in policy now, because we've heard that the Pentagon has authorized President Obama to go after individual leaders of this so-called Islamic State group. So these could be, you know, pinpoint targets on some of the top commanders. Of course, top of that list will be the group's self-declared leader, Abu Baghdad al-Baghdadi. And he's rarely seen in public. It will be hard to track him down. And officials have even said that targeting individual top commanders could take weeks or months of drone missions, as well as leave some sources on the ground. So that part of the operation will be tough.
580KIDO, as we continue on with Emily Wither here, live from Jerusalem. Emily, what about the beheading of the British journalist? What's been the reaction in the journalistic community?
It's just so unbelievably sad, because I should add, actually, that David Haynes was an aid worker, not a journalist, as was first thought. And now they're threatening this militant group to kill a second Briton who's been named as Alan Henning. And, you know, Alan Henning is a married father of two. He used to be a taxi driver, and he decided to volunteer on an aid convoy inside Syria. And he was really touched by what he had seen and the suffering that the Syrian people were going through when he had gone in to Syria and met with refugees. And so, you know, it's just really sad that aid workers are being caught in the crossfire here and are now being killed by this militant group. The suffering of the Syrian people inside that country is just unimaginable. And when these killings or kidnappings happen, it makes aid workers less willing to want to go to these kinds of places and help the innocent people, the civilians. And so, it, you know, it really is devastating, not only for the international community when it comes to aid workers going in, but especially for the civilians that might not receive the help that they desperately need now.
Emily, you've covered the Syrian situation. You've been there for quite some time in the Middle East for Fox News Radio. You know, this whole ISIS thing, this Islamic movement, ISIS, ISIL, is this something different from Al-Qaeda, different from Hamas, different from Hezbollah, some type of nebulous being that we can really never get our hands on?
I'm really not surprised, actually, that a group like the Islamic State has become so powerful, because, you know, I've been reporting on your show for a couple of years now about how the instability in Syria is breeding these extremist groups. And that the longer the international community ignores what's happening in Syria, eventually they will have to deal with some kind of monster that comes out of this civil war. And here we are with a group like the Islamic State. I think what makes the Islamic State slightly different to some of the other militant groups that we've seen in the last couple of decades or so is just how self-sustaining ISIS are. And we've spoken about this before, Kevin. ISIS don't need funds from other countries anymore. They are proving themselves to be a fully functioning government that can make their own money. We know it's estimated that ISIS are clearing over $1 million a day just in oil sales. They're providing basic services for their citizens. They're collecting taxes from them. And they're very deeply rooted in some of the communities that they are in. And there's a lot of discussion here that it's all fair and well carrying out airstrikes and trying to fight ISIS on the ground. But the second phase that really needs to be tackled is the ideology behind them. That will be a lot more difficult. And clearly they have an ideology that many people want to sign up to. It's estimated there are more than 12,000 foreign fighters who are now in Syria, many of them fighting with the Islamic State. Obviously they have something that's attracting people from the West to give up their comfortable lives to go and live in difficult conditions and risk their lives for this group. And that, I think, is what will need to be looked at in the years ahead after these airstrikes have finished.
Emily, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Emily Wither there at 580KIDO. By the way, we'd love to hear comments at 580-5436. 580-KIDO, this is Jihadist John once again.
Your evil alliance with America, which continues to strike the Muslims of Iraq and most recently bombed the Haditha Dam, will only accelerate your destruction.
You know, don't you just want to punch this guy out? Don't you just want to teach him the meaning of the Second Amendment in America? And if he's such a tough guy, why in the world does he wear a mask? Let's talk about it next. 6:47, time for traffic. Kevin Miller.
We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL. We will conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes against these terrorists.
For anybody to suggest that we can do this with air power alone is delusional.
There's something wrong with the world today.
Grand jury indicted Adrian Peterson for the charge of injury to a child.
The doctor's report describing open wounds in the child's thighs, backs, buttocks.
Seeing things in a different way. God.
David has been murdered in the most callous and brutal way imaginable by an organization which is the embodiment of evil.
The Ravens' decision to release Ray Rice is the right decision.
Ray Rice is a beautiful man. He's a great man. You understand? Everybody supports him. The whole city of Newark Shores supports him.
Making sense of a senseless world. Winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Thank you, Scott Fisher. Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580KIDO. After hearing all that news, boy, I think I just want to stay in bed, put the covers over me, and hide. Well, good morning. We continue on the fight to save America, to save Idaho, heck, to save some galleries. By the way, earlier this morning, we were talking a little bit about the food police and how restaurants or cafeterias across the states are getting rid of good old-fashioned sodium-laced food, even turkey burgers, because of the First Lady's food police, if you will, you know, the nutritional guidelines. Look, we all have to eat healthier, and I will say this. I don't know if it's the propaganda. I don't know what's really happening to me, but I have traded in my ramen noodles. Oh, it says sell by today. Well, I guess I better eat this today for some sweet peas and carrots. How exciting. For those of you keeping score at home, look, we all know what's good food, what's bad food. Do we really need the government telling us what to do? Do we really need the government in our schools? And no, I'm not talking about Common Core. I am talking about food. And is it wrong to have comfort food? Is it? From our friend Kevin in Napa, good morning, Kevin. Just a note about the food police. You forget the primary goal is control. The government wants control of everything you do. And what better way than to brainwash the kids? The green agenda, food police, is all about training the kids that the government knows best. As I've said before, we are a socialist society now, going into the control of a dictator and a full-blown communism. Hang on for the ride because it's going to get a lot worse. Have a good day and keep smiling. I like that. It's going to get a lot worse, but have a good day and keep smiling.
Ah! Oh!
Ah! It's just one of those days, I suppose. But more on the food police here at 580KIDO. Hi, Kevin. Here's a message from the West Ada School District about the food. So now at our school, where we used to be able to have Subway meals delivered every Friday for students, the ones that wanted them and paid for them at a discounted price, now we can only have them once a month because of the guidelines. This was our way that our school made a little extra money a month and now has been cut dramatically. Apparently now, you're going to love this. And again, this is for the old Meridian School District, the West Ada Schools. Effective 2014, nutritional standards established by the USDA in accordance with the Healthy Hunger for Kids Act of 2010 went into effect. The nutrition standards established by the Smart Snacks in School, boy, that's a lot of S's, rule applies to all foods sold in the West Ada County School District. Specifically, the new rule will apply to all food beverages sold outside school lunch and breakfast during the school day. Blah, 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 30 days before. The school day is defined as midnight until 30 days after school. The new rules will not apply to food sold after school, the weekend, and off campus. And then it goes on and on. But these standards are ridiculous. And you have people thinking, hey, when a turkey sandwich doesn't meet the guidelines, you got issues. And as we've talked about before, ad nauseum, it is just the bane of government. Hey, don't worry about my caloric count unless I'm going to worry about it. How about worrying about ISIS? How about worrying about gas prices? You know, isn't it time that we do one of those stories coming up where the price of gasoline is high again, everybody, right? And then we'll kind of get mad. We'll have people defending big oil, and we'll move on to the next crisis. Wouldn't it be great if we just lived in a world where AM radio was king? You remember when AM radio was king, when we had dials instead of touch screens, when we had you push the button. And I'm not talking about pushing the button as far as digital. I'm talking about analog, where you saw the needle move, right? And we could focus on our problems. Today, with all the social media, with all the information, heck, with all the news coming in, it seems as if the bad guys have won because we don't focus. You know, Dave Petzl and I will talk about this next hour here at 580KIDO, unleashing the economy. Could you imagine if we had Keystone rolling? And here's the other thing that I'll disagree with Dave on. The big money folks need to pony up. We need to take care of America first, because if you don't have America, some are going to be nationalized, whether it was in Venezuela or Canada or wherever. So I would like to see, since we produce more oil now, that's right, we produce more oil now than Saudi Arabia, there's no reason that our gas prices should be above $3, should be above $2, right? Let's get some return on that investment. Is there a politician willing to take a stand? 53 right now in Eagle at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. It's 59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you for starting your day with us. Coming up, we're going to find out about the bomb train with Alma in the 8 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss this in Idaho.